Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, it's something many people take for granted, not me, the ability to swim, but for thousands of adults across Ireland, it's a skill they've never quite mastered, me. Often due to fear of simply not having access to lessons as children. So is it ever too late to throw yourself in the deep end and learn to swim? Well, our reporter Maura Fay has been speaking to some adults who've quite literally taken the plunge. So Maura, I'm very interested in this. Can anyone learn to swim at any age?
Yes, Colm. The good news is that if you're able-bodied and have plenty of patience and persistence, then absolutely, yes, you can. At this time of year, many people realise when they go away on holidays with friends or family, they're missing out on the fun at the pool, at the beach. That's often the moment they decide, right, it's time to learn. Adult swim classes are happening all over Ireland this summer, including at the beautiful outdoor pool in Clontarf, where a group called Swim Camp runs sessions. I visited one of their training sessions last Thursday. They offer classes for beginners, improvers, even up to master's level. So that's for people training for things like triathlons. Susan Dillon is the head coach with Swim Camp. I asked her if learning to swim as an adult is very different from learning as a child.
Sometimes adults are, because they want to do it and they're really invested in it and it's something that they have come looking for, that they can be very, like, it's easier sometimes. Whereas kids, when they're a little bit younger, they can be a little bit less, mom or dad brought us, and it's a little bit like, love diving under the water and everything. But obviously, if you start kids from a young age, it's brilliant for them because they won't have that fear or they won't have that anxiety of the water. Whereas adults now, when they come, it's just that first step is a big thing. But like after one session, usually you will see like they'll get out and kind of go, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. You know, and the big fear is putting the face in the water. And with adults, you'll see the sense of achievement so much more than you will with the kids. Because with the kids, there's not much fear. Majority will do whatever. But with adults, you can see those big steps forward and you can see how well and how great it is for them and what an achievement it is. And it's like, I really never thought I could do that. So yeah, it's really lovely to see.
Can you learn to swim at any age?
Absolutely. Sometimes, you know, it might take a little bit longer if you've had an incident where there might be a bit more fear there or anxiety in the pool, or if there was like a near drowning incident where some people can get quite traumatized by that. It takes a little bit longer, but everybody can learn to swim. And like the most important thing is just staying relaxed and staying calm and doing what you'll see in all the ads. It's being able to float in your back and doing those basic things and being able to turn from your front to your back, giving yourself that confidence to know that you can do it and you can get yourself out of trouble. But you don't, and it's trying to stave that panic. If something does happen that you're not 100% comfortable with, you can kind of just float, take your time, turn around and then swim over to the side. And that's really building confidence and just showing them how to be comfortable in the water and get themselves out of difficulty. And then it moves on to, okay, this is how you swim properly.
Right, I'm a bit more of a sinker than a floater. It's that trying to stay calm while you're supposed to be trying to float bit that always got me. Anyway, Susan Dillon makes it sound very easy, so maybe I should go again. But if you never did lessons as a child and you're north of 40 and you're nervous in the deep end, go on, what happens?
You can do it, believe me, Colm.
Thank you, Maura. you believe in me, Maura.
Well, if you don't believe, listen to the story of Teresa Ryan. She's 58, a lecturer, and up until last year, she could not swim. She started lessons 12 months ago, and through consistent effort, she's now really looking forward to her summer holidays.
I'd never learned to swim as a child. As an adult, I've always wanted to swim, and I tried a few times, but I just never quite got there. I went to classes, and I just found it really difficult and continually gave up until I came to Swim Camp Ireland. And I started here just coming up to a year ago, and I started classes with Aoife. And I've continued. I started in Clontarf here and then went to Belvedere during the wintertime and trying to do two a week if I could. But I just loved the classes from the very first time I came. The atmosphere was different than anything I'd ever done before. And I was very nervous when I started, as most beginners are, and particularly having tried and kind of not got there. So I kept saying to her at the beginning, I just need to be able to get out of the into the deep end, because I go to Clare every year on holidays and we watch longingly, myself and my sister, as other people get in swimming, and we're never able to do. So she's learning in London and I'm learning here, and we're both just hoping, we're going in a week and a half time, and we're both looking forward to getting in swimming when we go there. So that's our challenge.
So first time properly swimming in the ocean then?
Yeah, I mean, what we're going to do is do the Pollokholes in Kilkee. So it's a little bit of a getting in. I haven't done the open sea swimming yet, but I mean, now I am swimming and I can actually say to somebody, yes, I can swim. It's the first time I've been able to say that my entire life. So that's great. I was in Portugal early in the year and I was able to get into the deep end, and I was able to, you know, swim properly as opposed to just paddle at the edge and be envious of everybody else. So it's great. So we're going to do the Pollokholes, but we've watched everybody do these every year. So for us, this is huge. This is amazing. So really looking forward to that.
What was the most challenging part of the process for you?
I think keeping it up. There was definitely times where I felt like I just wasn't getting there, or I would make a little bit of an improvement and then come another day and feel like I'm going backwards, you know. And I would ring my sister, I would ring Anne, I would say to her, do you feel like that sometimes? Or I would talk to Aoife or to Christina or to Susan or one of the girls and just say, I just can't quite get this. And they would always say to me, don't worry about it, it'll come. And I think for me, the deep end was always in the back of my head. I wasn't frightened of water. I have a really healthy respect for it. But that idea of being out of your depth, I think most people are afraid of that when they're starting.
Right. I see a few wetsuits knocking around in centre aisles in supermarkets around the country. Maybe Teresa should invest in one of them before she takes the dip in the sea. Anyway, what about adults who can swim to a certain level but want to up their game? Is there something that can get them from where they are now up another couple of notches?
There is, Colm. So many adults have specific challenges when it comes to swimming. Miriam Bowden from Santry is 54 and she absolutely loves the sea. She learned to swim as a child and spent summers at Skerries Beach, but she had a particular issue that held her back from reaching her full potential.
I had a strange thing. I could never put my face in the water. So I just managed by kind of treading water and you know, regularly swim. A couple of years ago, my sister and a group of friends decided we would try and go swimming through the winter. So we now swim every week. But the more I swam, the more I felt that I wanted to be doing it for longer. And you can't swim when you can't put your face in the water and when you're terrified of putting on goggles. I'd actually feel queasy if I even saw a pair of goggles. That's how scared I was. So on impulse, saw the ad for a swim camp, knew that the wonderful Clontarf Baths had been restored and reopened, and just decided I'd give it a try, and came along to a beginner's lesson here. And Aoife had me in the shallow end with lots of other people, and I had managed to dip my face in and put the goggles on. But I really wasn't enjoying the first couple of minutes. In my head, I'm saying, that's it. I've tried it, but I'm going to go home and not come back. But Aoife seemed to understand everybody's ability and what they could or couldn't do, and just tried a little different drill with me and some of the others, and she just managed to get me completely relaxed. And in that first lesson, I was actually able to stay with my head in the water, and because I was comfortable in the water, I was able to swim up and down a little bit, and from then I've never looked back. I came to continue with those beginner lessons and managed to, you know, swim a length or two, and eventually moved on to did some winter lessons in Belvedere that helped keep up my fitness, and then back to Clontarf Baths the next year. And really, again, the instructors are brilliant because they understand how to break down how to swim. So I basically went back to the beginning and learned how to swim properly with my face in the water, and really, really enjoying it, to the point that then I started like increasing my distance and spending longer and longer in the water. Now I'm able to do 30 lengths of a 40 metre pool. So, you know, the first day I was here, I would never have thought I would be able to swimming for that long and enjoying both being in the pool, the outdoor sea, and any chance I get, really.
Miriam Bowden there on the miracles being worked by Aoife and Clontarf. I'm surprised Aoife even had to learn to swim. She can surely walk on water if she can achieve miracles for that. Thanks very much, Maura, for bringing us that report on the swim cap at Clontarf Outdoor Pool. Now, coming up, YouTube versus the streamers. The war is on.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.